Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Rittman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Most of us either pay rent or we pay a mortgage. At least, I think that's the vast majority of us. And there are stories every day about how high the home costs are, how the price of homes have gone up so much, and how expensive homes are getting. And so what is a renter to do? What should you do if you're renting a home? Should you continue to rent? Should you buy? If you're going to buy, is the right, you know, what's the right choice? When should you do this? When should you think about buying? And when should you move? If you're renting and you want to buy, should you go ahead and buy now? Should you wait? These are all great questions, and they're questions that I think people are asking themselves constantly right now. I know I get calls on it, so I know that it is top of mind for many, many people. And in the most recent apartment rent report, Rent Cafe explains how rents have continued to increase over the last 12 months because of the large demand and limited supply. The median U.S. rent grew 2% year over year, and the median is $1,595 per month. It's probably a little less in Indiana, but I don't have the breakdown. National rent growth is faster than a year ago, and while 46 of the 50 largest markets are showing deceleration in annual home value growth, annual rent growth is accelerating in 41 of the largest 50 markets. Now, what does that mean? That means that rents are going up faster than houses are increasing. And the thing about a house increase, it doesn't, you know, a $1,000 increase in the value of the home doesn't equate to a very much of a, you know, that's like $4 or $5 a month on a payment. It depending on your rate and all that term and all those things. That's approximately what it is. So you're not talking about a huge amount as that goes up compared to what it is when the rents are going up. And if your rent is, you know, in the $8,000, $9,000 a month, $1,200 a month, $1,500, obviously there's houses in that range. And there's many houses with the low rates that we have today. This is why renting is right now can be better to buy than rent. Not for everybody. Some people should rent. If you're going to be here a year, maybe 2 years, and then you're moving on, you don't want a rental property here, renting a home or buying a home would not be the best thing probably for you. You'd have to, again, there's too many variables. We'd have to talk about it. But if you're going to be here and you want to stay and you want to put roots down, buying a home right now compared to renting can be very, very advantageous. Now, some people I have found aren't thinking about buying because they don't understand, you know, down payment. They don't know what that needs to be. And many people think it needs to be much more than it actually does. Some people think it needs to be less, but most people think it needs to be more. And most, I get a lot of people, they tell me they don't have the 20% down that they need. And 20% down is not necessary. It is not that is not a number. That is, you can't buy a house if you don't have 20% down. There are programs that don't require any money down. And there are, you know, most of the programs are either 3 or 3.5% or 5% as a minimum. Now, the more you put down, the better things are, but it doesn't mean you need to. And it is a great way, especially with rents increasing like they are, to look at buying a home over renting. And there's some reasons for that. It is true that the home prices have risen over the past 7 years, which we talked about, increasing the cost of owning a home. That's absolutely true. These are some points I just wanted to make sure we talk about. However, the cost of renting a home has also increased over the same time period. So yes, our purchases have gone up, but as you know, your rents are going up. So what you really need to look at is what is the payment? And how much is that payment so that you can compare? Really, the best thing to do is to sit down and we talk about it, talk on the phone, go through the issues, go through the options. So get what your rent is. Get if you're paying rental insurance, what the rental insurance is. You know, what are you paying? And then what is a house going, what could you buy for what you're paying today? You know, and then what is the benefit? When you look at that and you look at a home, you know, this year, last year, our homes in Indiana increased on average 6%. And they're looking at us being very close to that again in 2020. And rents, on the other hand, are going up. And once you pay that, you don't get anything in return. So there is some huge benefit as you're looking at buying the home that in your financial equation. So we want to look at that and see how that's going to affect you. How much is that? You know, we're not naive and think that homes are going to continue to go up at 6% a year in Indiana. That's kind of unreasonable, but that's what it has been going up. So let's say we take, you know, what it historically we'd see 3%, I think over time, and maybe 2, maybe 3. So we can look at it at 2 or 3% increase, annual increase, how that is compared to paying rent and not getting any increase and just having that money thrown away. So, and when you make a mortgage payment, you make the payment, some of that payment is going towards the principal. So that's lowering the loan amount. And then the rest of it's going for interest and your taxes and insurance, those type of things, if they're in your mortgage payment. So that principal payment that's going out is lowering what you owe on the house, and that's helping you build equity. So you're building equity that way. And you're also building equity by the increase in the value of the home. So you take a $100,000 home, and if it's increasing it like it has recently at 6%, in a year it's going to be worth 106. And in 2 years, it's going to be worth 112 and some change. If it was 2%, you're looking at 102,000 the first year and 104 and some change for the second year. It's still an increase. And that obviously, if you ran those numbers, you would see you get 10, 15 years down the way, and all of a sudden you're seeing some pretty significant numbers and some pretty big numbers for building your wealth. It's one of the biggest ways, if you read, you know, and believe what these experts are telling us, owning real estate can be a real big piece of building wealth. And the first thing is owning that home, your primary home, where you're going to live. After that, then we can talk about rental property and how you finance rental property. It's one of those things I think is also a very, very, very important piece to the puzzle for some people. Some people want to own rental property. It's a great way to build wealth. But the other part of the purchasing when you're looking at buying over renting is you also establish the area you grow roots in that area. And they show that that's very good on the family. It's very good on kids if you have kids. The studies have shown it's really healthy for us mentally to do that. Not that I guess you could live in an apartment. I've had people who've lived in apartments for many, many years, 13, 14, 20, 25 years before they bought their first home. And that doesn't grow those roots as well, because everybody around you is moving in, moving out. And it just doesn't do the same thing for you. So it is very helpful to at least consider buying a home if you're going to be here a long time. The other piece of that is, I know I haven't lived in an apartment in a long, long time, but I can tell you that the biggest thing I remember is the noise factor that you get all the time. You know, in the middle of the night, you hear, you know, you get people coming in at all hours. They make noise. I don't know what it is, but when somebody stays up all night, they don't think that their noise wakes anybody up. But in the morning, if you make noise, they don't really like that so much. I'm more of a morning person, so I noticed that. If you're a night person, you probably notice it opposite. You think the morning people are doing that. But anyway, the reality is we have to look at that. You have to think about that. And a house can eliminate a lot of those issues. You also get a garage usually. You have some place to put your car. So there's so many benefits to that. Coming up, we'll go over the question of the week.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
We've been talking about buying a home versus renting and the benefits of buying a home over renting. There are some benefits of renting. If you're only going to be in an area a very short period of time, you're not going to be here long. You know, in Indiana especially, where our homes, yes, we increased at 6%. Again, I don't think we can expect that every year. But if you don't think you're going to get the huge increases in price, or you don't buy a home that needs a lot of work, fix it up, so you get a lot of equity, you're probably better off renting rather than buying a home. And if you're somebody who thinks, you know, well, maybe I could turn it into rental property, then that can make sense too. So it can make a lot of sense to look at buying a home if you're going to be here a short time, if you are okay with renting it, or if you think you can fix it up or buy it on a very low price and then get the equity in a very quick time period.
Now it's time for Questions with the Gurus.
Yeah, Linda and Tom talked with me the other day about buying rental property. They called in and we spent about 25, 30 minutes over the phone. And they were telling me they currently own a home and they've saved up some money and they would like to use that money to buy a rental property. They've never owned any rental property before. They've talked to some people and they've been told that, you know, because they have no experience, that can be a problem getting a mortgage. And they're worrying about qualifying, you know, because of that. And they really wanted to talk to me about, you know, what are their options and is it possible to buy a rental property if you've never, you know, you've never owned one, if you don't have cash, you know, can you do this? And the market today in the mortgage industry is such that there are a tremendous amount of options if you want to buy rental property. The real key is you do have to have a down payment. The minimum down payment in most cases is 20%. The best down payment is 25%. I say it's the best down payment because it gives you much better terms, much lower cost if you have 25%. But the nice thing is there are programs now out there where we basically can qualify you. This is just one of the programs. There's many, but this is one of those programs. We can qualify you based on the income of the new property compared to what the payment's going to be, including all the expenses. So, you know, your principal, interest, taxes, insurance. You wouldn't have mortgage insurance because you'd have enough down not to have mortgage insurance. If there's flood insurance, we'd have to count that. And we're going to use that. And most of the time, we're going to use that number at a 75% of that number because we have to have some time when it's not occupied. And as long as that covers the expense of the mortgage and your taxes and all of that, any homeowners association dues and those things, and you have the down payment and you have reasonable credit, and some of them the credit isn't you know, we have pretty, you can go down to pretty low credit scores, we have possibility of financing that home. So if you're somebody who's never owned a property and you want to get into rental property, we have options for you, and they're very, very easy. As long as you have the down payment and you have good credit, these programs are going to probably work very well for you. And this goes for even people who have owned rental property. Sometimes buying that first rental property sometimes can be a problem, and that's what Linda and Sam have kind of run into a little bit. And so that sometimes can be a problem. Once you have one, financing the next couple usually isn't too big of a deal. Once you get past 4, it can become a big deal. And then once you get past 10, it can become a very difficult process. So these new products, though, have eliminated a lot of those issues and have made it much easier to get into a rental property. And a rental property is, you know, if you've studied investments, you've looked at investing at all, you can really do very, very well owning a rental property. And owning a variety of rental properties, you build equity, as we talked earlier. So, you know, that home is increasing in value. The mortgage is being paid down as you're making your mortgage payment. It's really being paid by the renter, person living in the home. And you do have to manage that or have a management company, but it can be a very, very, very good way to build a nest egg, build a retirement. I have people who They've had, you know, 20, 25, 30 rental properties. And when they went to retire, they sold their rental properties and, you know, or some of them actually kept some of their rental properties for the income it brought. But a lot of them, they owned their rental properties free and clear. So they had all this money. As they needed money, they'd sell a rental property. So it gave them a lot of security in their retirement years. So it is a very good thing to consider. But you do have to worry about the financing, unless, you know, so let's talk about the financing. If you're in that market, you want to look at financing, you want to look at the possibility of buying those type of homes. Before you go look, please give me a call. That's the best thing you can do. We need to talk about it. So give me a call, send me an email. My phone number, just Rick Ripma, number is 317-672-1938. That's 317-672-1938, or you can go online at hardworkingmortgageguy.com and just go to my contact information, fill that out, put in the notes what you want to talk about, and I will definitely get back with you. Again, that's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. So that was the question of the week. I actually have another question. This is not the question of the week, but Bob and Karen wanted to buy a house. So they called Beth, a real estate agent Karen had went to school with. Beth had just passed her test and was a brand new agent. Now, she was excited to get started and was thrilled to hear from Karen, of course. That would be exciting. After going over the few details and Karen telling Beth about a few homes that Bob had driven by, Beth went to work. She sent Karen and Bob the information on the homes that they had driven by, plus a few more, and set some times that they were available to look at the homes. You know, after going through the homes, Bob and Karen found the perfect house. Bob told me it had a three-car garage, which he needed because he still had his first car. And I'm a car guy, so I appreciated him still having his first car. Wish I had mine. It was a 1994 Camaro. His was Camaro Z28. And he was hoping to restore that, while Karen was excited about the adorable front porch. That had a big front porch. You could tell she could see herself sitting on that porch, swinging, reading a good novel. Karen loves to read. Karen also talked about how much she and Bob will enjoy that awesome gourmet kitchen. The home had just a spectacular kitchen. And she went on and on about the kitchen and talked about how great it was and how great it would be for her and Bob to cook their meals there. She said Bob was a fantastic cook and they really enjoyed working in the kitchen together. Bob and Karen decided to make an offer, and this was on a Saturday. Now, Beth put the offer together and sent it in. On Monday morning, Beth heard back from the listing agent. He said that Bob and Karen's offer was the best offer they had of the three offers. They had three of them come in, and the seller wanted to go with it, but they were reluctant to go with it because Bob and Karen did not have a pre-approval letter. He said that they would likely accept an offer if they could send a pre-approval letter over by noon. It was just after 9 o'clock. Now, I tried to get Bob and Karen to do a pre-approval letter and, you know, go through that process because I knew they were out looking at homes, but they thought they weren't actually ready to buy a home, which happens a lot. They were out there looking at homes, not really ready to buy, and then they ran into the home they wanted to buy, and all of a sudden they were. So Bob and Karen called me in a panic at 9:33 on Monday morning. They could have called me on Sunday, but they called me on Monday because they had that's when the offer they had heard back from the real estate agent, and they really wanted this home. So we quickly set everything up. We did what we needed to do, and we rushed and got everything done. And we got it done and got their pre-approval letter out to them. And they were able to get that pre-approval letter to the seller and their agent, and they were able to get the home. However, you got to understand what can go wrong when you do that. And what can happen is, you know, you could have gotten to a home that maybe you don't qualify for. This doesn't happen a lot because most people are very conservative, but sometimes you miss things that a lender is going to look at. You know, for one, you could have a house that you didn't realize or didn't think about the fact that it's in a flood zone. The flood insurance is very expensive and it takes you out of the price range, even though you feel pretty confident you can afford that price range. Because we don't just look at the principal and interest payment. We have to look at the entire housing expense. So the principal, interest, taxes, insurance, any mortgage insurance, any flood insurance, anything that house has as expensive, homeowners association dues, all of those we have to look at, and that's how we qualify you. So it's really important that you do it ahead of time. It's really hard And in Bob and Karen's case, it worked out fine, but it can be a real difficult thing when we don't have everything we need. Secondly, on credit. Credit is extremely important in the qualifying. Everybody knows that. And it's 48 or 49% of all credit reports have erroneous information on them. That means there could be things on your report that we need to get past. And it may be something that has nothing to do with you, but it's on your report. And we need to fix it. We need to clean it up. And we don't want that to happen. If we're in a situation where we don't have any time, we don't have time to fix those issues. And we want to be able to fix those issues for you. So we need to know, we need more time than just a few minutes or a few hours sometimes to get you your pre-approval letter if there's any issues. If there's no issues, no big deal. The other piece is, you know, the income. And when I say income, we as lenders, we count income different than you may count your income. Now, if you're straight salary, been that way for years, you always get paid the same, we're going to count it the same way you do. If you're commissioned, if you're self-employed, if you have dividend income, any other type of income, even hourly or overtime, we may not be able to count that income. It all depends on how long you've earned it, how much you've earned over the last 2 years. You know, those type of things matter in the income. So you may look at it and you may say, here's my income because last year I made $65,000 and it included $10,000 in a bonus and you've never gotten a bonus before. Well, you made $65,000, but I can't count $65,000. I can only count $55,000 in most cases. So that becomes a problem if you were planning on that as being part of the qualification. So we just need to look at those things. We want to make sure that you do qualify for the house you made an offer on. And what does a pre-approval do for you? We've talked about that before, but the pre-approval really helps you know what you can afford to do, what you can qualify for, how you're going to qualify, and it also makes things go much quicker once you have a purchase agreement on the home. And you want to do the pre-approval, not just for yourself, but you want to do it also when you make that offer. It's going to be looked at much more strongly by the seller and their real estate agent. And that's going to go a long way for them accepting your offer, as it did for Bob and Karen. They didn't have that, so they needed it right away. They had the best offer, but they weren't going to accept that offer if they didn't get them a pre-approval letter in a few hours. Fortunately, we were able to do that, but that's something that is really critical for you, and it's critical for the seller. And then how do you go about getting one? Well, really the easiest way is just to give me a call or email me. We can talk about it, and we just set a time either to take the application over the phone, or you can do it online. We get all that. We run our credit. We make sure we have all the documents that we need to make sure we get a good, solid pre-approval letter. So we're sending you out there with what you need, and you're ready to go. Another question, when should you get one? Well, I highly recommend, and in surveys, it is shown that you're recommended to get one before you start looking at homes, and even before you talk to a real estate agent. It helps immensely if you do that. If you don't, you talk to a real estate agent first, that's fine. But before you really get serious about looking at homes, and sometimes you think you're not serious, then you find the right house. So before you go looking at houses, you're really better off getting a pre-approval letter so that you're prepared, you're ready, you know the price range, you know that you're qualified for what price range you want to be in and what you're looking at, so that when you make that offer, you know that you're good to go. You can buy that home. So those are some of the pieces that I think are really important. Now, another piece is, where do you get your pre-approval letter? I think you probably know by now. My recommendation is you call me. And if you call me, we'll go through it. We'll get you, we'll do everything that we can to make you have the ability to make the offer on the price range that you want. We have so many options that it's just a matter of understanding what your needs are, what you're trying to accomplish, and then coming up with the correct strategy so we can get you out there and ready and prepared to buy the home that you want to buy. So it's extremely important. Now, what about getting out there and looking at homes? You know, you may be thinking about that. We've talked about the market, but let's talk real briefly about the market. The market as we've talked, houses are increasing in value. So it is a good time to get out. The market, there is a lack of inventory, but that lack of inventory is slowly increase. That is, the inventory is increasing, so the lack is going down. And so it is getting better. So there's more and more houses out there. So the ways that you can go out there and find a house, number one, there's more houses coming on the market. That's very, very helpful. But you got to be prepared, because there may be 3, 4, 5 offers, and you got to be prepared to make an offer when you walk out. I recommend you walk into a house, you look through it, you think it's what you want, you feel confident that's what you want to do, that's what you want to be. Right now, it's really difficult to not make the offer on the house. If you don't make the offer, most likely that house will not be available when you decide you want to do it. Now, that may be okay, but you have to decide if that's going to be okay. A lot of people want to put it off. They want to think about it. And this market, it's really tough to do that and then have that house still available when you're at that point of wanting to purchase a home. The other piece, once you go out and you've done that, and all the houses, you know, there's so many houses out there, you go through them, you find a house that you want, you make the offer. Again, like we've talked, we want to make sure that you are totally prepared. You understand the process, you understand what needs to be done, and we are completely ready to do what needs to be done to get you so that you can make that offer and you can get into that house. I appreciate you joining me today. Thank you so much. If you need to contact me through the week, please feel free to give me a call, 317-672-1938. That's 317-672-1938. Or you can go online at hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. Hit the contact information, fill that out, and send that to me, and I will get back with you. If you have any questions through the week, questions on mortgages, please do that, and I will do my best to get back with you as quickly as I can. Thank you so much for joining me, and have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus with Rick Rickma. Please join us again next Saturday at 3:30 on Freedom 95.